Welcome to the Real BS Show.
This is Seth.
That's Seth over there, 8 feet away, and this is Bill over here, 8 feet in the other direction.
Every time we do a show, we get a little bit further from each other.
Yeah, you know? Social distancing, that's the key.
No sneezing, no coughing.
Yeah, right, yeah. And no riding.
No riding.
No violence.
No violence.
don't throw nothing at me.
Don't be protesting either.
Hey, we got something we want to try, okay? We put together our own band, you and me.
Yeah.
And I went out and got some of my friends scattered all over the country. Well, mostly the East Coast. And we decided, let's play some music with them guys without them guys being here.
Right.
And we're not going to tell you what the songs are. You're going to see if you can guess them.
That's the fun part.
Yeah, right, because...
We know what the songs are, obviously, because we did them, but we've heard them so many times.
Yeah, right. So anyways, what we did, well, Seth, I'm the exec... This is Bill, and I'm the executive producer, whatever that means.
Yeah.
Okay, but I never was one, so now's the time. I'm getting old. I got to be one before I kick off. So I'm the executive producer, and I also play the bass. Both songs. And I also, I played the drums on the second song, but Seth, he's the mix meister, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And he played the drums on the first song.
Right.
Okay, so he's a drummer and a mixer, mix master.
I used to
chief
play guitar.
Technician.
I used to play guitar, but I can't do that, you know?
Yeah, he's getting old.
Yeah, getting to get my walker out.
Yeah. So anyways, there I go again. Keep saying anyways. I just got to stop that. So what I got was a friend of mine from over somewhere north of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And he was a wrestling coach for a lot of years, 39 years, I think. Number 3 in the NCAA history. And he plays guitar and he sings. So I said, well, we'll get him. So on the first song, he plays acoustic guitar and he sings. On the second song, he plays acoustic guitar, sings, and he plays the electric guitar. Okay, so that's that was number one. So then I thought back to my college days, Mr. Mike Hutzel. And he was my roommate, and he was also played in the band we put together in college days. Now, I know. Don't laugh. I did go to college. I didn't finish, but I did go. I went there for sports, not for learning anything. And I got him, and he agreed to do this too. So Mike plays keyboards, all various kinds, and sings. So he's a vocalist, and he does the keyboards. So then, on his first song, we got Bill Krasinski from, somewhere in Ohio, northeast Ohio, someplace over there.
Right.
And I asked him to play electric guitar on the first song that we're going to play here. And he agreed to do it. He sent in a recording. So we took everybody's recordings, everybody's tracks, so every instrument's on its own separate track. And then gave it to the executive producer and the mix master and put it together as best as we could. And what we'd like to do is see if you recognize these songs.
Yes.
But it was fun. It was quite a learning experience for me anyway.
It's been a while since I've had to do it myself. It's probably been about a year or maybe 6 months. I hadn't done something like this. So it was fun, definitely.
So
fun.
It's kind of like having a band in a recording studio,
right.
But everybody's far, far away. I mean, so that's we're going to temporarily call this the distance band.
Yeah, it's the distance band.
The distance band.
Well, it's not even say it's temporary.
Because, I mean, you know, I haven't seen these folks for years, so what else can we say?
It's,
so without further ado, let's do the first song and see what happens. Okay,
sounds good.
All right, you're the mix meister. What's an executive producer do?
They produce it. So you really? You actually produced this. I guess I
talked him into doing this.
Yeah. I mean, I did the mixing and the editing. So, you know, I guess and I did a little bit of producing here and there. But you're the executive and I'd be the, I don't know, co.
So if anything goes wrong, it's my fault.
I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
Bill's the blame.
Yeah, it's my fault. Mm. All right. Well, let's try this first one and see if you can recognize the tune.
Some kind of way out of here. Send the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman that drank my wine. Blind man gave my
that song?
I did.
Well, yeah, you would. What the heck? You only heard it 1,000 times, right?
Right. Basically.
Same with me. Oh, boy. Hey, I got to tell you, though, I forgot one credit.
Yes.
Right at the end of the song, there's that crash cymbal.
Yeah.
That was me.
That was you. Yeah.
You did the drums, but I did that crash cymbal.
Yeah, we kind of didn't want to keep that song too complicated. It was getting very complicated real quick.
Yeah, well, this is, you know, this is a first go around for us. So, I mean, we can't jump in, you know, too many chords and too much action. You know what I mean?
Keep it three chords, four chords, you know?
Yeah, right. And I don't know. I thought it came out pretty good. I like it.
Yeah, the mix up came out really good. The musicians, you know, Mike and Gary and Bill, they, you know, and you, Bill.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Don't
forget the bass player.
Everyone was doing a great job on it, all four musicians.
Well, you did the drums. So
I did the drums,
there you
go. But that was a loop. So.
And then I got that crash cymbal in at the end. That was really
very
tasteful.
Right.
Jimi Hendrix would have been proud of me.
Bob Dylan would be proud. I think he's still alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what we did, we got done with that. And we said, okay, let's try another one.
Right.
And we added a song that had a few more chords to it and a little bit trickier. And it wasn't easy. You know, it was a little trickier, but Gary and Mike came through.
And they did it their own. They made it their own song.
Yeah, that was the key to this whole thing was to, okay, we're going to do these songs. Well, everybody's done these songs, you know. I mean, a lot of people have done these songs. So let's just do it our own way, you know. Create something, you know. Create your own flavor or whatever you want to say.
Right.
And on the second one, I think they really did it. I mean, they really went to town and... And I don't know, I'm saying with all this, of course you're working your buns off, and with all this craziness going on, I think why don't we call this show a quickie?
Yeah.
Or the Distance Band.
The Distance Band, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of got a sort of a ring to it. But,
yeah.
But, and we're going to do more of this, you know, we're going to, they're up for it, and we're up for it, so.
I find it fun. It's something that kind of changed up the pace. You know, we were talking about the coronavirus and all that stuff.
Yeah,
and
right.
And the riots, and, you know, everybody's talking about that, but this is something different.
Yeah, it's very different, and.
And you know these guys from before, you
know? that's the kind of the neat part, is that I knew these guys from a long time ago, but we haven't played music together in 50 years or something, you know, it's. And those two guys have been at, well, I've been at it too all these years, you know.
Right.
And it's pretty special. I mean, it's really sentimental for me, I guess you could say.
Right.
And so we might as well force it off on everybody else.
Right. But I think it's something amazing. You guys haven't played so many years and you get together and through the internet, and we'll say through the internet, that it's allowed you guys to play together, where you never played before in that many years.
It's a whole different ball game too. I mean, every last note you play is sticking right out there, and you got to go over and over and over to try to get it so you're happy with it.
Well, the other part of this is with this modern technology that we use, we can kind of change things and change the sound of things and edit a little bit. You know?
Oh yeah, definitely. Studios have been doing that for years.
Oh sure, but
I mean, reverb's been, they invented that in the '40s, I think.
Right.
On the bathtub, as a matter of fact.
But you know, the thing is we can do it for free. You know, I mean, we're using free software to do things, and you know, Audacity is a great program that does it. And
so, you know, like I say, if there's anything really wrong or too wacky, that you blame the executive producer.
Yeah, yeah. You hear any cutoffs?
That's always been a thing of mine. Is that it? I used to get a little carried away with the effects.
Yeah.
I really liked, you know, delay on guitars and voices, just but in certain spots, you know, it really, ooh, boy,
adds it to it.
Yeah, it really makes it something else, especially on a big sound system.
Wow.
But so we're going to try one more song here and see if you can guess. Well, hopefully you guessed the first one, and see if you can guess the second one. And we'll come back after the song. And
I want to preface it, though, that this song, both these two songs, are kind of relevant today.
Yeah, especially the second one.
yeah so you know, hey, you know, it's like, you know, this kind of fitting that we put these songs together, you know. And you know,
this second song really kind of fits the bill for the way things are shaping up. And catch the words if you can. And I think they changed the words a little bit, but not much.
Yeah,
Just took some of the crazy crap out.
Yeah.
But made it PG.
Yeah, PG.
So, without further ado, let's get Gary, Mike. Well, on this one here, Gary plays rhythm, and he plays the electric guitar, and he sings. Mike plays
Hammond
organ,
piano, and a
12-string. Yeah.
And he sings too.
Well, he also puts some choir voices in there.
Yeah, choir voices, and he also harmonizes. So
and
you
then
pay
he does a
to
2-part the, harmony yeah, to that, go with. The, very, very nice. I mean, yeah. That shocked me. It just so holy cow, you know, he really made it. They really made it their own, you know. It's really. So, okay, I'll shut up and we'll come back and close this thing out, but see what you think, and you can email us, or I don't know, most of you folks know me anyway, so
yeah.
send in your cards and letters and tell us what you think.
Yes.
All right?
Sounds good.
Take it away. It is in the shelter of others that you can find real, true shelter for yourself.
It's just a shadow.
Welcome back to the Real BS Show. There's another credit I forgot to give.
What's that?
That's me riding, driving that helicopter.
What's that pin in the center of the helicopter called?
I don't know.
The bolt?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, that was a good song.
Yeah, it's song for the times, I think.
Yeah.
You know? Well, we're going to call it a quick night tonight, and let us know what you think, and we're going to get together some more songs like this. Get Gary and Mike to... Because I kind of pawned these two songs off on them.
Yeah.
So now it's their turn to pawn songs off on us.
We'll probably do a whole night of these songs, too, you know? You just get them all together and just...
Yeah.
Showcase.
Do a distance band show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Mike, Gary, Bill Krasinski, Seth, and I guess I thank myself, too.
Yeah. Bill, you did a good job, too. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody else did a good job.
We worked hard at this. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in and listening, and... Doug Klenovich out there in Colorado, you get your chops together because we're going to need a light man here once we go on the road. So we still got the original light board from the Clarion Band. So
right.
We'll whip that out, and Doug, you can run the lights.
Right.
All right. So good night, everybody. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.